Hello and welcome to the Diz Fanatic Ears on Ears podcast. I'm your host, Michael Diz Fanatic Damari, and this is episode number 19. Now, before I get started with the show, I'd like to give a very warm thank you to our sponsors, WDWTravels.com, who make the show possible. So if you're looking to plan a Disney vacation, whether it be Walt Disney World Resort, Disneyland, the Disney Cruise Line, Adventures by Disney, or the beautiful Disney Alani Resort in Hawaii, please give WDW Travels a call at 1-800-709-4573 or just click on over to WDWTravels.com. Also, if you're doing some online shopping, please click through the links on our website at DizFanatic.com, whether it be Amazon.com, DisneyStore.com, or a lot of other great retailers. Our sponsors will give us credit for every sale generated when you click through those links. So today we have a really fun show. I'm getting hungry just thinking about it. And we're actually just going to get right into the show. No news and rumors for today. Today I'm joined by a couple of good friends, and we're going to have a very fun conversation. And it seems like this is one of the things that we always talk about besides Disney or along with Disney. So today I have with us the owner and proprietor of WDWTravels.com, Angie Kennard. How are you, Angie?
Good. How's everyone doing in the snow?
Wonderful. Actually, most of the snow melted. I have a little bit of a snowman left in front of my house, but
ours is nicely melting, but I hear there's more to come.
Yeah. I also have back with us from last time, Chucky Blades, here again to have some fun. How you doing, Chucky?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
Awesome. So we're going to talk about our two favorite topics, Disney, of course. What else? But food. And, you know, they kind of go hand in hand. At least I know when me and Anna are down there, or even the family. I think most of my family all have become foodies, which I guess it's good and it's bad because, you know, we're kind of pouring on the pounds. So a Disney vacation you know, you have to work it off when you get back. But what we decided to do is pick a really, really tough topic related to food. And that was to pick our top five restaurants in Epcot. For me, I don't know about you guys, but for me, that was like a huge undertaking just to kind of sort through them. And the more I looked at it, like, the ones that were on my list would kind of come off my list because another one would go back on and vice versa. And I ended off with, up until about 5 minutes ago, I still had 8 on my top five. So, and I actually have 6 right now. So I'm going to have to pull one of them out. And how did you guys do with it?
Oh, I'm still kind of debating right now. I came up with my top 6 at first and then just kind of tried to narrow it down from there.
I didn't have that hard of a time with it. I don't know, but I'm a picky eater, remember?
Yeah, so you know your hot dog shops, right?
Yep, I know them.
Well, being that we're on the topic of hot dog shops and picky eaters, Angie, we'll start with you. What's your number five?
I will narrow it right down. My number five, I will have to say, I really like Liberty Inn. Quick, easy. It is a quick service, so like I said, quick, easy to get in there, but it's still... being as I am that picky eater, I'm not the only one that's picky in my house because, I don't know, I passed it on to my children and, you know, the oldest one and the youngest ones are very picky and they are, yes, again, you know, the hot dog eaters as well. So it works for us, you know, to still be able to take the kids and go through Epcot, when they're a little nervous about trying things as well. It still gives us, you know, something that, like, if we make a dining reservation someplace else for dinner, it still gives them, you know, something that they actually enjoy and they're not scared of or anything like that. But, you know, Taylor's the one that she'll actually try different things and, you know, she'll go outside the box there, you know, where I'm trying to do better about it. But, you know, I would say Liberty Inn is probably my number five.
What do you order there? They have fried chicken there, don't they? Yeah, because I kind of remember eating fried chicken.
No,
it's been a while. That's
like, one of the things that I like, their dessert. They have like an apple crisp with ice cream, which is really, 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 really good. The kids basically like there's a sandwich that's like a ham and cheese and different things. Taylor is huge on, she likes her mashed potatoes, so she can still get her mashed potatoes there. You know, I don't like the macaroni and cheese there, Chucky. So, but, you know, they have a couple different things. But that's the main thing that we get most of the time.
They have chicken nuggets there, correct?
Yes, and they have little pizza too for Cody, so yes.
I was going to say, my little brothers, that is the only place that they will eat chicken nuggets on Disney property. Supposedly, yeah. It's the best. So.
Yes, yep, yep. Cody loves the pizza there too, so he's good.
How about you, Chucky? What's your number five?
My number five is the Rose and Crown.
That place I haven't been in, and I think it was the kidney pie that scared Anna away. I don't know, because at one point, I think last year, we were about to go in there, and Anna got a little bit freaked out at the menu. I don't know why, but so what's on the menu?
When I ate there, it was past May, and they changed their menu a little bit, but they used to have a nice trio with Scottish egg and potato leek soup, and it's very good. I really like English fare, and I think it was good. I also got the shepherd's pie. I don't know if you guys are fans of shepherd's pie, but
yeah, Anna actually makes really good shepherd's pie, so which is
I love it. And it's a little bit different. I definitely recommend that. And the desserts aren't real memorable there, but if you're definitely in the mood for, if it's a cold night, a good hearty meal, I think it's probably the best place in Epcot. It's really good for that kind of meal.
I will definitely get in there and try it.
It's also nice for, like, you know, the fireworks viewing, having an outside seating as well, you know, having it out there too, so.
Yeah, I always try to sneak back there, but they always kick me out.
Yeah, you just have to have a dining reservation. Yeah. Come on.
Well,
supposedly, you know, it's the best place to view illuminations, is what I've heard. We ate there for lunch, but supposedly it is the best place.
Well, my number five, actually, because I couldn't whittle it down to five, so my five and six will be my 5A and 5B. I'm going to cheat a little, sorry. But but my number five was kind of tied, and one of them was the Yorkshire County Fish Shop. I have a hard time saying that, but we'd love to get fish and chips there. I don't think a Disney trip goes by that we don't stop there and get, like, either fish and chips for a lunch one day, or maybe we get that right before Illuminations. But it's something that we always do, and it's like odd. I guess it's not really a full big restaurant. It's probably the smallest thing. You know, it's a walk-up counter, and, you know, they are frying the fish fresh there as you're ordering it. So it makes a great meal, and, you know, it's relatively inexpensive. And
I think it's
really
like a guaranteed stop on the way there. Like, when you're going by, I think it's like a guaranteed stop for us to stop there. And, yes, I have the fish and chips as well.
Yeah, and it's very light, and, you know, the fish is very light, but yet it's a filling meal.
Yeah.
And very, very tasty. And yeah, so the other thing that's on my number five and
B,
my 5B, which Anna would definitely, I should have grabbed her and got her down here. And it would definitely not be anywhere even on her top 10 or maybe top 20, is the beer garden, because she's not a big fan of German food at all. She is a bit adventurous with her palate, but for some reason she's been to a few German places and just hasn't acquired the taste for it. I think the place is a lot of fun. If you're in the mood for a really huge beer with your meal, I think there are two sizes of beers that you could actually get with the meal are, like, tremendous and do you expect me to drink that? You know, those are like the two sizes. But, you know, it's a buffet, which is nice for me. I enjoy buffets, especially with kids. It's great because everybody can kind of pick what they want except for Anna. Although they do have great rotisserie chicken. So, you know, it could be worth it for that. Like the rotisserie chicken, the schnitzel is always good. I mean, so you could have those two things and some veggies. But a great selection, of course, of German fare. But also there's some, you know, American food on there as well, and the potato dumplings are really good. But they have a nice show that goes on, and the show comes on, I would say maybe every half hour. It's about a 20-minute show or something, and a lot of fun, and it, you know, definitely worth going and you know, and trying out. We'll take it back to you at number four, Angie.
Okay, so this is where I struggled more, Okay, I was trying to come up with my five, and I was trying to come up with five that you guys wouldn't come up with five. But yeah, it was still good points because I look at it at the aspect of, you know, those picky eater people. So I would have to say I went with quick service again just because, you know, it was, I knew I was trying to, like, eliminate what ones you guys wouldn't pick. So I would have to go with Sunshine Seasons just because it's kind of centrally located, like, you know, easy, I should say, located, you know, if you're doing Soarin' or whatever. They have, you know, of course, the pizza and different things in there, but they have a really big selection of, you know, different things that are is in there, you know, and obviously the big seating area as well. That's in there, but we just like their, you know, if we're doing a quick service, you know, location in there, you know, or the flip side, obviously going, you know, up to Garden Grill or going through there, but we get to, you know, kind of do a couple different rides, in there at the same time if we're grabbing something between or waiting for a fast pass or something like that. We like to be able to use that one, and be able to go through and quick, easy. You know, three kids, quick, easy, done.
Yeah, easy, except if you have a very indecisive family like I do. And I'm probably the most guilty of being indecisive. I mean, we're insane like that. You know, like we could stare at a menu for 45 minutes. My oldest son, he's got it down to a science. He figured out how to solve the problem. He just orders last and he says, I'll have what he's having. He always orders whatever I have. So... Now, of course, now that I figured out what he does, like the last couple of years, I stop and think, you know, I'm looking to order this nice, expensive meal, and it's like, whatever I'm ordering, I have to double that because I know, you know, he's going to order it, so I have to be careful, you know. So I always tease him, and I tell him, you know, pretty soon, you know, you're going to be making the money, and you're going to be taking me, and I'm going to be telling you what we're going to be eating. Yeah. So.
One of my favorite things about that is I like that most of the food is grown right there. I think that's a really cool aspect of it. I don't know, but that's one of my favorite things with Sunshine Seasons and the Garden Grill there. I think that's great. I really do.
Very wide selection, like you said, Angie, and, you know, there's really something for everybody. So how about you, Chucky?
Okay, I'm hoping to pronounce this correctly. It's Summerfest at the Germany Pavilion, the quick service. I have to say, I picked this one as much for the food as memory. Earlier when we were talking, I kind of picked my meals according to memories that I'd had. And this one, I just coincidentally didn't even know that my aunt was in Orlando. Just happened to run into her at Epcot. We just happened to be down there at the same time. We both live up here in Michigan. And we just sat down and we were able to have a great meal, have great brat. Very good cake for dessert. It's quick, it's easy. You can always get a seat somewhere near it. And it was really nice to enjoy getting to spend time with her as well as having a great meal. And I got to try sauerkraut. I'd never had that before, which I'm not a big fan of, but I do like to try new foods. So, I mean, the setting, I really think the Germany Pavilion is a very cool pavilion. And so I really enjoyed that meal.
So for me, my number four, again, which was very hard to do, was Nine Dragons in China. And if you're looking for kind of traditional Chinese but friendly to American Chinese food, very, very nice menu. Again, hard to select, especially for somebody like me. But I have to say, like the for their appetizers, they have this really cool walnut shrimp toast, which is, if you like shrimp toast, this is like shrimp toast 2.0. So it's like really good. They do have like a family, not a family style, but like they have a kind of a family meal type of thing where you could, you pick a soup and then you pick a main course and a dessert, which believe it or not, they have like this, this ginger ice cream. I think it's like a caramel ginger ice cream. And it's really good. And when you hear somebody say caramel ginger ice cream, it's like, what the heck is that? But it's actually really, really good. And I had the last time we were there, they were with some extended family, which was, you know, a lot of fun. They happened to be down there the same time we were. And I had this, it was peppery shrimp. And they serve it with these spinach noodles. That was like really good because I wanted to order something a little different than what I would normally order in, you know, my local Chinese restaurant. I think Anna had the honey sesame chicken. Pretty sure that's what she had. And I remember it was really, really good. And my Nikki, who likes to kind of experiment, he used to be the really picky one, but he likes to experiment. He had got this, it was a noodle sampler, and I'm not going to try to pronounce the name of it, but it came with a couple of different types of Chinese noodles with some, you know, with some meat and some vegetables, but all separate, and you kind of mix it together yourself and everything, and he really enjoyed that. So It's nice. It's a great location. It's a, you know, nice atmosphere in there, and the food was outstanding. So I would, you know, definitely fits in my top five.
Tim is he's a more of a Chinese, you know, like eater than I am. I am the plain, you know, sweet and sour, you know. I had the sweet and sour pork there. And that's actually where the kids actually, you know, started liking, you know, because we would not be able to order Chinese food because all three of the kids would just be like, no, didn't want it. But that's where they actually started eating, you know, the Chinese food is actually there. So it does hold a memory for us as well, just because we finally got them to, you know, try it. So now we get to actually order Chinese food at home as well. Of course, they don't go outside the box much more than the sweet and sour pork, you know, but they're still doing it. So it's good. I agree on the dessert. Oh my, that is really good. So,
yeah,
I have to say, I'm sitting here thinking, ginger caramel ice cream.
Is that correct? It's really good.
I haven't eaten there, but I'm gonna have to give that a try. It sounds really different.
I think if I remember right, Tim had gotten a cheesecake, and I remember it's a banana cheesecake, and it's like a banana cheesecake egg. Like he likes egg rolls and stuff like that, and he had tried that, and I remember thinking, oh, you know, he's banana a little different. He loves, you know, cheesecake. That's like his favorite one, number one dessert, and it was actually really good, like really, really good. So the desserts there were really, you know, I'm not a big fan. I think they've got a rice pudding. I'm not a big fan of rice pudding, but the ginger cake was really good, and ice cream, and of course, is always, you know, a plus there too. So.
So, Angie, so you're up next.
This isn't fair because Chucky's going to want to pick this one too. So I'm going to be I'll let him have it just because I want, my number one is what he, one of them he wanted. I'm going to go ahead and for memory wise, I'm going to go ahead and go with, you know, Chippendale's feast at the land. So, or the
living
Garden Grill there, thank you. I'm like going, why am I drawing a blank on this? But I'm going to go with that one just because I remember the very first time we had actually went to Disney, and I met up with one of my very best friends and her family and her mom, and we all sat there, and it was good, and the food was, you know, the food is okay. It's not like outstanding, but it's more of the atmosphere that you have. It's the rotating restaurant, you know. I mean, it's not like it's, you know, top of the line like Victoria Albert's food, but it's not like, you know, something that was, you know, bad either. It just was really the atmosphere. It was the memory of holding that, you know, kind of with, it was our first time and having Chippendale. And I remember sitting there and, it was just the two older ones, but I remember one of the kids not doing something, and I remember sitting there, and I was like, oh, I was just kind of mad. And the next thing I know, Goofy is, like, she's standing behind me, and he's making facial gestures, you know, he's putting his hands up, and just kind of, like, you know, making fun of me, and then he sits right next to me. And it just kind of lifted my spirit, and so it was nice to be able to have, and it was a nice experience for us. You know, to go through and to eat. And of course it's like a buffet, but it's not, it's the family style that gets to come right to the table. So, obviously for, you know, the picky eaters, they can pick out what they want to eat. And for, you know, anyone who, you know, you'll have it and eat it, you know, they can have, you know, whatever they want for, you know, the food as wise. So that would probably be why that one, I'm going to pull the memory card on that one, you know, for that too. So, I remember because Taylor is such a huge, she'll eat the vegetables and everything, and she was, like, eating all the green beans. It was the first time we kind of had really, you know, recognized it, doing that. But they also have, like, you know, like, the desserts. I'm all about the desserts, but they have a whipped vanilla, like, ice cream that's really good. So that one's a bonus, too. So it's on the kids, but, you know, I can do that.
Awesome. What's your number three, Chucky?
My number three is the Tangerine Cafe in Morocco.
You thief. Moroccan thief. Well, let's talk about that together, because that's next on my list. And that, again, that's something I didn't know where to put on the list. But,
you know, I struggled with it because it easily could be my number one. But Oh, man. It's great. I mean, every time we go to Epcot, I have to eat it. The first time, I was talked into it, and I really debated it, but then I tried it, and it's fantastic. I like the seating as well. It's kind of fun. If you sit outside, you can see the lagoon, the water wheel there. There's a whole bunch of different stuff, and that I love the pavilion there in Morocco, and there's never a long wait to get it, and I truly think that it is the best quick service in Disney World. Absolutely. I don't know.
I agree with you 100%. You know, as you're saying this, that's what I was going to say, is that is my favorite quick serve restaurant in Epcot. And I can't say when I started eating it. We passed by and we got like a whiff of the aromas from the kitchen blew out, I guess the way the wind was blowing. And it just was like, whoa, it just like grabbed us like the old Bugs Bunny cartoons. The smoke came out and picked us up and we floated into the place. And I think that's probably, if Anna was here doing the top five, that very well may be her number one in Epcot. If not, it would be probably in the top two. But I always get the shawarma platter, which it's for me, it's just perfect because it's a sizable dish for a quick serve meal. And I usually get it with the lamb, although sometimes I do get the lamb and chicken combo. But it comes with, they have a really nice fresh couscous salad, and they give you like a cut up pita, and they have hummus with it and tabbouleh. But Anna always gets these wraps, and she'll usually get falafel, which is they make it really, really good there. And again, it's like you said, Chucky, the atmosphere. I don't think we've ever sat down inside to eat. They do have, I mean, it's a very small seating area. They have a handful of tables, but it's really nice to sit outside because, again, you have the view of the lagoon, but just the atmosphere out there with that kind of open market look to it. And it's just a great place. And now I'm officially starving, so I'm going to get up and head down there. I'll be back in a little while.
If it was only that easy.
You know, I have to agree with you. You said, you know, it's pretty sizable. And I think it's a great value. I think it's fairly inexpensive. It's great. I truly, again, I think it's the best quick service, and I think it's the best value on property. If not on property, definitely in Epcot. It's great.
Yeah, okay, I have to get off this one because I'm getting, like, way too hungry. So, Angie, we got to move on to you now.
I'm going to go ahead. See, I'm picking these ones not based on, like, if they're my number. I'm picking them because I'm trying to be nice to the both of you. But I'm going to go, and not only that, but it's like...
Now, you see, Angie, being nice to the both of us would be telling us, okay, next time we're all down in Disney, you're taking us out to eat. That would be nice to us.
So, exactly. I'd be fine with Victoria and Albert. I wouldn't complain.
Oh, yeah, Chuck.
Hey, I'll settle for the table.
They have hot dogs there for me.
I'm cheap. I'll settle for the Tangerine Cafe. That'll do me just fine.
I was picking them. Plus, I'm picking them from, you know, clients' experience, you know, and like what they go for the most, what we book most of, you know. So I'm going to go with my number two. I'm going to go with Coral Reef. Get a lot of people who ask for this. They've done it, you know, love to have the seating by the aquarium. They have a really good Caesar salad there. I love the Caesar salad, but I always have the roasted pork that's there. Wanted to always try the mahi-mahi, but I'm a little, just scares me a little bit. Tim he's had the trout. I think he's had chicken. I've had the New York strip there before too. I'm trying to think if Tim had the salmon there. I can't remember if he's had the salmon or no, it was somebody we were with had it, but it was still, and I can actually eat the salmon. Like I cannot have really fishy type things, you know, if there's too much, I have to have like an overdose of the tartar sauce or whatever to like, right, you know, right. take the taste away a little bit. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm the same way.
You're laughing. But, you know, so that one, it wasn't that bad, you know, but I really, this New York strip I really like there. And I also like the pork tenderloin that's there to have it. And then the chocolate, they have like a chocolate wave there. Oh, that's really, really good. I don't have it. It comes with raspberries. I normally don't have the raspberries put on there. It just adds too much for me. Tim's had the Jack Daniels mousse, I think it was there, and of course the cheesecake. He didn't like that cheesecake though, but the Jack Daniels he liked. And of course, the creme brulee. Come on, who doesn't like that?
Creme brulee. Yeah, and Chucky, I'm gonna jump ahead of you on my number two because this was tied as the number one, and I didn't know which one to make number one or number two. So being that we're on the subject, we'll stay on this for a while, and I'll just make this night number two. But yeah, Angie, you're funny. So you go to a seafood restaurant and you get steak and pork.
At least it's not hot dogs.
Yeah.
You know, I have a question. Yeah. When you're getting the seafood there, I haven't eaten there that in years. Do you feel like you are eating the fish that you're looking at in the aquarium?
No, you don't, Chucky.
Fish are friends, not food.
Exactly. Yes. I mean, look, you just hear that from Nemo, and essentially the same pavilion. I mean, I've heard
it,
that.
It is. They get them right there, and they grow them right there.
Exactly, and then they're killing them and feeding them to you.
Oh, you stop.
Well, the seared Nemo trout with the no, but the seared rainbow trout, it's with beans and arugula and tomato and stuff, and that's really good with a balsamic vinaigrette. It's yeah, okay. Now I'm really getting hungry. But
for the over 21s, they have a blue. They have a blue, what is it, a glotini. That is really good there, too. For the over 21, Chucky.
Okay. In three years, I'll come back to that for you.
Okay.
But, you know, Angie, you may like that. Well, do you like shrimp?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. So you might like the mahi-mahi because it's a very light fish.
I don't know if I can even get over kind of almost the look of it. I'm that picky.
Really? Come on.
It looks soggy. It just
Put it on a bun and put ketchup on it. Yeah. And you'll enjoy it.
Nice. You're being mean, you guys. Home.
Okay. They have really nice crab cakes, and they have it like with a fruit salsa, which is a total twist on the crab cake. So, what's your number two? Being that I kind of stole your spot there.
Oh, yeah, I think I'm going to have to go, it's a big debate here, but I'm going to have to go with Akershus, if I'm pronouncing that correctly.
That's why I took it off my list, because I couldn't pronounce it.
Like, I called these names.
I didn't do that at all. And,
you know, I have to say, I'm going to go with this one, again, for the memory. Last time I ate there, I was right in between middle school and high school, and I was the too cool for Disney at that point. And I was there with my cousins, so who are the same age, so that didn't help. And my mother thought it would be funny to make us all get a picture with every single princess. And you know, of course we didn't, you know, we had no idea what we were getting into with the menu. And so we just kind of ordered, and then all the princesses came around, and oh, man, I think we have some pictures glaring at the camera. But, you know, that memory, looking back now, it was such a great time, and Alice fell in love with my little brother, and we still have a picture. And a lot of the princesses at this restaurant actually kissed the little boys, and it's just a really cool experience. I think it's a better value if you want to eat with the princesses than doing Cinderella's Royal Table. And the food ended up being a whole lot better than what I thought it was going to be. I believe I got the venison when I went there, but the whole experience was just great, and we still have pictures, and I'm sure that they'll be at my graduation party and my cousins in a few months with all the princesses. And we were
big red kiss mark from Snow White on his forehead.
Exactly. And, We actually got to see Cinderella, which doesn't happen very often there, but it just so happened that Cinderella was there that night. So I believe we saw every single princess, and it was before we did the dining plan. And what topped the whole night off is my dad told my uncle that thank you very much for paying for the whole meal, because he had no idea how they set up the reservations. So when he got the $700 bill, I think it was, for all 15 of us, he was very, very red and was a little bit distraught until my dad told him that they were just kidding. So We still give him a hard time about that. He's reaching in his wallet trying to make sure he doesn't max out his credit card. So, you know, the whole experience, again, I set up a Tangerine Cafe, but this could be my number one as well. For the memories, the food is pretty good, but not very often would you think that a teenage guy would say that a meal with the princesses was a lot of fun, but it truly was. All of the princesses are great.
It was
Chucky.
It was your first kiss. You know this yeah. was.
Yeah.
It was with Ariel. You were good to go.
Yeah, she was the princess that greeted us as well. I mean, yeah, what can I say, right? But no, I love it.
You know, this one is by far one of, you know, kind of a must-do, especially for any clients that are, you know, have girls. You know, I really think that the princesses really kind of spend a little bit more time with you than they do at Cinderella's castle. And if they don't want to use a two-table service, then using this one, they're still getting a picture packet. If they're the dining plan, they're still getting the picture packet with their meal. You know, you can do breakfast, lunch, or dinner. I always tell people, for those picky people, you know, the UK's, the chefs there are absolutely wonderful. They are, you can take the, and mine is like taking the ravioli from the child's menu and they'll adult size it for me because I can be, you know, I mean, I tried it the very first time. I tried, you know, going outside the box. It didn't work very well and I was still starving. So they were so nice and gracious enough to go make me an adult size of ravioli. So every time I go back, that's what we order. You know, Tim can, he likes everything in there. The kids are phenomenal. They, you know, like it. Yes. Carter has still been that little boy who's looking at me with the bad eyes, you know, with the camera glaring at the camera when we're, you know, getting his pictures and stuff. I have one with him with, Jasmine and his eyes are just kind of looking over like, what, you know, and that will probably be at his graduation. But it's really big for the little girls that go in there and dress up. And a lot of people, you know, we're telling clients, so it's like, definitely take your dresses, dress up. You can change in the bathrooms. They're really good about, it does have, you know, it's not a big, huge bathroom to change in, but, you know, everything is, the atmosphere is really cool. The service is a little, you know, it's just, it's Norwegian. So they're just like that. But, we've been there, like I said, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Breakfast is obviously my favorite one. Lunch is probably another one just because we have two sauce Cinderella there and it's been more at lunch than it has been with the dinner or the breakfast. But the breakfast I really like just because, you know, it's, you know, regular food I can eat, you know, so, but definitely, you know, it's definitely one that you could do for the little girls to do and stuff. And obviously even, you know, you like your mom having the three boys, I would totally take, you know, my boy, we had it scheduled in for the last trip, you know, and it would just happen. It didn't work out. We ended up canceling reservation. You know, but even Carter was like, Mom, I'm like, no, you're going to go. We go to the boy once. He has to go to girl once with for Taylor. So it's only fair.
You know, I have to say another quick memory with that is, like you said, my mom with the three boys there, we had the way that the restaurant is set up, there's almost like a little area that's kind of cut off from everyone else. And since we had such a large party, they put us back there while we were at separate tables, and then there was just a party of two, and it was an elderly couple, and they were just smiling and laughing the whole time. And so my mom went over there and said, you know, we're sorry we kind of were loud and stuff, and the lady actually had a tiara on, and she said, oh, this just reminded us of our family. It was like their 50th wedding anniversary, I want to say.
Oh, wow.
And so it just, you know, that's only at Disney. I just think that was kind of a special evening, and I have to say for them to enjoy it as well, just kind of, it was very fun, I have to say. From being unsure about the meal when I walked in, I would do it again in a heartbeat. So just kind of a little aside there.
Anyway, let's move on to our number ones. Again, hard decision, but what do you have in there, Angie?
I want to save mine. I went first all along. Okay. I want to save mine.
Okay, go ahead, Diz.
No. I'm not going first. You go first, Chucky.
All right. I'll do it. I'm going to have to go with, drum roll, Tempanito up in Japan.
Ah, great choice.
I truly believe that this is the most underrated restaurant in Walt Disney property. I think that the atmosphere, I truly feel as though I've walked into Tokyo or I've walked into another area of Japan. It's very upscale dining room. The service, as soon as you walk in, is fantastic. I've eaten at other hibachi grills, and I was actually doing a little research, and this is actually not a hibachi grill, which everyone says it is. It's a teppanyaki, if I can pronounce that right, style restaurant, which just means an iron griddle is what they use to cook the food. And it's really, really great. You know, they do your cooking in front of you. They do your onion volcano, and they do some other tricks like that. But it's very funny. You can be involved the entire time. And we just kind of stumbled upon this restaurant. We were meeting some family friends down there, and none of us had ever eaten there. And so we actually had a group of 10, and we didn't get to eat until 10 o'clock at night. But it was a really different experience, and we didn't have to share the table with anyone, which was kind of nice. Normally you do. And so we were able to talk, and we had a great time, and I had the filet, and it was excellent. It really was. And then afterwards we got to, you know, as they were closing the park, look at all the pavilions at night, and just, again, with the whole experience, whole memory, I would do Tempanito any day of the week. I think it is great. I love it. This is definitely, it was hard
my
to
kids,
pick,
of
but
course,
it's my number
love
one.
Any kind of show like that. My kids are, they were, Carter actually did really good at that restaurant, you know, with everything, but the kids just loved the show. Like, Cody was just, like, fascinated in that, or he was hiding behind one of us because he thought one of those onions were going to go flying at him. But they love, it's really good, and it's, you know, like I said, Carter, he really kind of went outside the box. He, of course, you know, was doing the filet as well. And I was sitting there looking, I'm thinking you did, I'm thinking, okay, I just ordered and he's going to order what I just ordered. But you know what? He ate it. I was good. I was like, okay, you know, he ate it all by himself. You know, he was really good. But, the show is really it's really underrated and it's really big in there. And the service is phenomenal too.
It is. I truly think, that it may be the best service I've ever had on Disney property. It was,
yeah, they're really good.
Rita, I am one, if I don't get 4 or 5 refills during a meal, it annoys me. So she was right on top of it, very polite. And you said when you were in San Francisco, you had a green tea ice cream. They have a green tea pudding for dessert, and I thought that was great. Wow. I didn't do an appetizer, but the meal itself was fantastic. Company was great. And I really think the decor, I really feel as you walk up the steps and you check in, you walk, you take a left, and it's reds, and I feel, I have not been to Tokyo, but it is what I imagine Tokyo, Japan as. I think it's great, personally, so.
I'll kind of go into my number one, which, again, was a hard thing, so it's really hard to say what is a number one, but I want to talk a bit about Tutto Italia, okay?
Oh, okay.
Because that's changed, and now it's going through a renovation. They just closed it until it'll be opening again April 30th of 2012. So it's going through a lengthy renovation. So it's going to be nice to see what comes out of that. But that used to be Alfredo's. Alfredo's for short, I guess. But, again, that was a fantastic restaurant. Changed ownership and management, and it's, you know, Tutto Italia now, and we have the other new restaurant in the back of Italy, which, if you remember, Angie, that's where we almost got kicked out of Epcot.
Oh, my gosh.
When
we
were moving,
like,
their furniture.
Times. It was like moving from one to the next, to the next, to the next.
Yeah, but back there, the manager was getting really mad at us, and he said he was going to call Disney security, and you were arguing with him, and I was like, all right, Angie, we'll just go. And you're like, no, but it's the principal behind this. I was like, here's where I get banned from Disney. But, there's, of course, that new place. But anyway, I mean, again, you know, maybe it's my Italian heritage. We had a very memorable meal with my mother-in-law. We went there. We figured, okay, she'll like that Italian and everything. And my Chris was a lot younger then. And I remember ordering the fried calamari and seeing my little Christopher at the time eating that, which I was, like, really surprised, seeing, like, a little you know, kid like really going at it with that. But the food has always been really good there. The previous restaurant and Tutto Italia, and I'm sure it'll be good once it reopens again. But some of the things that are, I wanted to mention, you know, a couple of things that something that kind of takes me home is the prosciutto di Parma, which as an appetizer, it's basically melon wrapped with prosciutto, but they have like an eggplant rollatini also as an appetizer. And a lot of great things on the menu. Of course, they're pastas. They have fresh pasta there, which big difference when they're making the pasta fresh in the kitchen as opposed to something that's coming out of a refrigerator. So you can't go wrong with any of the pasta there. The risotto is really good. They make it with lobster and shrimp, and really fantastic menu. The older restaurant had a pasta that had sausage and peppers with tomato sauce. I felt like my grandmother was in the back cooking because it was just so fresh and had such a homemade, authentic taste.
All right. Are you waiting? Because you know what it is.
Yes.
What could it possibly be?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. I'm just glad I get to pick it. Ha, 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 ha. Number one, Lee Sellier. Yay! This holds like a memory, plus it holds like, it's just, I love it. There's so many things about this one I would have to say. One, it just being, you know, I remember like the very first time, like, you know, I was booking a dining reservation, didn't even really know about it. It was when I was first booking, and the client had asked for it, and I could not figure out why it was so hard to get into. And I'm like, what in the world is wrong with this thing? I can't get into it, you know. And then obviously finding out it was so much more popular, and then obviously, you know, spreading the word to my clients, like 180 days, let's get those dinings done there to do it. But I remember the first time, you know, we ate there. You know, my husband loves the cheddar cheese soup, so that was obviously one of the things we wanted to try there. You know, and I had had, they used to have like a shrimp cocktail type thing for the appetizer. So I would have that. I remember one of the second times I think we had ate there. I was nursing Cody still. He was really little. He was 2 months old. And so I had to pick something that maybe wouldn't be, so I couldn't pick the shrimp cocktail, because of it being a little spicy. So I decided to go outside the box and try something. And one, I was looking at it as, my dad's going to be so proud of me for what I was, you know, about to try. And then two, I mean, like, even like Tim's mouth was dropping open, you know, that I was trying this, but it was the appetizer. It was duck. And I tried it. I ate some of it, you know, and it was okay. I will say that after that, the whole funny thing is, you know, that Donald Duck was obviously going around with one leg, or every time we saw a duck sitting there walking around Epcot, or when it's still to this day, you know, my husband's like, look, it's got one leg, you know, because he's teasing me because I ate the duck. You know, so maybe that's why I don't try anything else besides the hot dogs. But, you know, definitely my number one thing on this, I don't know, it's really hard because I definitely, the pretzel bread, like I could have that for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. The pretzel bread is, I tell them right away, that's all I want. I don't want any of the other kinds of breads in there. I just want the pretzel bread, and you might as well start bringing the second order out as well, because everybody in our family and anyone we ever go with is always about the pretzel bread. We were just commenting on, in March when we go down there, Lori and I were just commenting on, do you think we could just go up and just ask them if we could just have like a basket of pretzel bread, you know, if we couldn't get in. We end up getting in, but you know, that was one of the things. So like, do you think we could just ask them for the pretzel bread? Definitely one of my favorite things. I've had New York strip there. I've had the prime rib. I've had the filet mignon, which is really good. You know, one of the things, you know, I like about there is like, you know, I can order that and order a different potatoes or, whatever it is. It's quiet, it's quaint, it's, you know, it is, like I said, it's hard to get into. It's the one that for two table service for dinner now, you know, so for lunch, you can still get into it with the one, table service. But we always, the majority of the time, always get in there for lunch anyways. 11:30, you know, is right when they open, get in, you know, get it done. The manager is phenomenal there. You know, there was a man there, Jeff was there, and now I believe it's Laura that's there. So just, you know, really up and above with the service as well. I mean, we've had a couple. I've had the pork chop there as well. You know, I love the different things for the dessert. I actually like, I like the mousse, and I like the s'mores for the kids. that I get there. But I also like the creme, you know, creme brulee is oh my, it is just, you know, there's just everything there, you know. And I will tell you that one time we left there, and it was when Cody was little. I think he was 9 months old at that time, and we had left there, and I had the mousse, and it was melted. It, like, I had it outside, and they brought it to my, because I had to leave early with him. I had to step out with him. He wasn't doing so well. So I stepped out, and so I got my dessert brought, and it had melted, and I kind of had whined, and, you know, Tim had taken it back in there, and they had given us a whole new one. No questions asked, you know, giving us a whole new one. You know, he was just like, my wife didn't really get to eat this, and it was hot out, and it had melted. But definitely it's, pretzel bread, filet mignon, creme brulee, I mean, hands down, my number one.
So we have to eat our way around Disney World.
Absolutely.
What is there, yeah. Something like over 200 restaurants on property?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, so I think so.
That's almost a year.
Yeah. Oh, man, I think I'd gain a whole lot of weight if I tried to do that every day of a year.
Could you imagine?
Yeah. Oh, man.
It's the 200-day challenge.
Yeah, I'd like to see somebody's pocketbook be able to afford that. And
dining plan.
Yeah, dining plan for 200 days.
I got the annual dining plan.
Yeah,
it's on the new premium pass. I think it's like $14,000 or something. But
you know, something like that. You get a special meal at Victoria and Albert. So if you book that,
yeah,
so it's worth it.
Now that I'm completely hungry.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to get some, call up Disney and see if they deliver. It may take a while to get here, and the food may be a bit cold, but anyway, I want to thank you guys for joining in with me in an awesome conversation about, I think I gained weight talking here. It was a lot of fun, so thanks for joining me, and we'll talk again really soon.
Thanks, Diz.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
WDW Travels, turning dreams into vacations. At WDW Travels, we specialize in Disney vacations, and our services are always free with no hidden fees. Whether you are planning a trip to Disney World, Disneyland, or a cruise aboard a magical Disney cruise ship, or even a truly unique adventure with Adventures by Disney, WDW Travels can help. Visit WDWTravels.com today to learn more.
Well, that's all for this episode of the Diz Fanatic Ears on Ears podcast. I'm about to head up to get something to eat, but before I do that, I'd like to thank our sponsors once again, WDWTravels.com. And I'd like to thank all you guys for listening in and for all the wonderful emails and messages you send us. So if there's something you'd like to hear about, something you'd like to tell us about, feel free to email us. You could email me directly at Mike@DizFanatic.com. You could friend us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. Check out our videos on YouTube. On any of those networks, just search for Diz Fanatic. Also, feel free to leave us a message on Skype. Again, search for Diz Fanatic. We have some really great things coming up in the very near future. We'll have a really exciting preview of the Disney Fantasy cruise ship. So keep your ears open for that. And we'll have a very special new lovey-dovey Valentine's Day episode coming up real soon. So once again, thanks for joining us, and we'll see you real soon.